Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk this morning about downtown Fredericksburg. A lot of activities going on, and we're going to especially focus a lot this morning on the importance of shopping in downtown Fredericksburg. Next weekend is a Small Business Saturday, and lots to do and lots to explore and just see what's going on around here. Ann Glave from Fredericksburg Main Street here. April Peterson, also from Fredericksburg Main Street here. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It is, Ann, this is a kind of a tradition for us. We get together before Small Business Saturday, and then we're saying usually on Small Business Saturday, I run into you somewhere downtown, and it's that time of year. I guess actually everything kind of got kicked off last week downtown, a lot of things.
We had a successful open house weekend last weekend on the, was it the 11th and the 12th for downtown. A lot of the stores were decorated, you know, the Window Wonderland Riddle has started, and people were shopping. I mean, I was out about 10, and several of the stores were full, and about 11 o'clock, Santa was strolling. We had some Civil War civilians wearing costume and were out on the streets. It was great to be downtown, and the weather was perfect.
I was going to say it was a perfect weekend, and this is just a fun time of year downtown.
It is. There are a lot of things that happen starting from the holiday open house weekend, so it's just a fun time to be walking around downtown and discovering shops that you may not know exist. And new restaurants and new historic exhibits. You know, our museum just opened up again on the weekend, so it's great to visit if you haven't been down there.
Yeah, boy, and with April, with Small Business Saturday next week, this is something I know that's close to home for you, because with you and your husband have River Rock Outfitter, they're over on Sophia Street, and it's really important to shop local.
Yeah, and you know, shopping local is important every day of the year. What's kind of cool about this holiday is it gives us the opportunity to sort of roll out the red carpets for our guests and talk to them a little bit about the importance of shopping small. But, you know, one of the messages that we like to send, downtown Fredericksburg's, it's cool. You can literally spend all day downtown now. I mean, whether it's shopping, taking a look at Maker's Shop, the arts, the crafts, the restaurants, you can spend all day down there and sort of get lost in all the cool things that downtown Fredericksburg has to offer. But one of the things that we like to say is check downtown first, check local first. You know, when you're building that Christmas list and you're trying to think of what to get your family, it's so easy to go online. You know, you're sitting at home in your PJs. It's easy to go on Amazon. A lot of times they can get it to you within 24 hours. I mean, I understand the ease, especially when we're all busy. But when you're taking a look at that Christmas list, check local first, because I guarantee that the majority of those items that you're looking for, we've got them for you downtown. And we've got a story associated with them. You know, you may buy something on Amazon, art, craft item, whatever it is. But when you're giving it to your family, you have no idea where it came from. When you shop and you come downtown and you buy something at one of the art galleries, at one of the maker shops, a piece of pottery, you can literally talk to the artist as you're buying it. What inspired them? Why'd they make it? And so you have a story that is associated with that gift when you give it to family. I mean, you know, it's important now, maybe more than ever, that we're connected in that way to our community.
Well, and I've got a story that follows that up. 2 years ago, Ann was we were doing this show, and I ended up going to the pawn shop because of it and buying something that they had that we talked about during the show, and got the same gift for my family and some people here. And they loved it.
Yeah. And you know,
it was something Fredericksburg.
Pawn Shop's a great example of this. And there's also several mini galleries downtown. It's not just about the people who own sort of that brick and mortar shop. But for example, the pawn shop employs, I don't know, an endless number of artists to also show their work within her shop. Liberty Town's a lot like that as well.
Yeah.
So when you're shopping local and you're shopping at some place like the pawn shop or any one of our local galleries, you're helping so many more people than maybe you even realize, because those shops are given those local talented artists an opportunity.
Well, and more of the money stays inside the community. community too. So you're giving back to the people that are here, and then most of your local businesses are the ones that are supporting your local nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So that's the other. It kind of all goes hand in hand, which is a really good thing to see for downtown.
That's a great point, because so many nonprofits around here that who do need assistance, and to keep it all together, you are helping them.
Well, I'm going to segue into a new app that's come out called Holidays on Main, which is a app that is being prototyped in Virginia, which is shopping downtown, and it's all the Main Street communities. And if you shop 10 of the stores, it's a little punch card on your phone off the app. And you tag which nonprofit you want to support, you have the ability to raise $5,000 towards your nonprofit. So the more people that shop downtown and tag their nonprofit they want the funds to go to, the highest votes will have a chance to get $5,000 for the local nonprofit. So it's a great way and a different incentive to drive people downtown and to support their local nonprofit. So it's a new app. That's coming out. It's Holidays on Main, and it's by MyHuTerra, which is H-U-T-E-R-R-A, and we'll have it all on our website. And all the posters and everything is going out because it starts tomorrow and runs through the end of December. So that's another, it's kind of like a Giving Day version, strictly guaranteed to shopping downtown. So it's kind of encouraging you to come down, and while you're shopping, it's not costing you a dime except to hit a little app punch card of which shops you've been to. And the company is going to pick the highest number, which is really exciting.
Yeah, again, that's Holidays on Main, and we'll mention that again at the end. That's a great thing to know. April, one of the things when you talk about the importance of shopping downtown, we talk about the new restaurants and the new shops that have opened. That can't happen if everyone just decides, I'll let someone else go downtown. I'll just stay here and do it online.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people, there's probably any number of reasons why people don't get downtown, and one of those reasons may be they worry about parking. I can tell you, one, plenty of parking downtown. And if you have to walk a little ways, let's all celebrate the fact that downtown's busy, which makes us happy. But one of the things that City Council has approved is a four-hour parking limit for downtown, which starts now and goes through the end of January, which we really appreciate the fact that they understand the importance of expanding that time just a little bit to make shopping and eating and dining a little bit longer. And that's really one of our goals for Small Business Saturday is, we used to always promote the early bird specials and come between this certain early time in the morning. And this year, we really want people to understand we've got way too much to offer to just say, come and shop for 3 hours in the morning.
Yeah.
We want it to be a full day event. So you come, you enjoy the retail shops in the morning, you enjoy a cafe and get some coffee and a pastry. You go back and enjoy a pedicure or go get your hair done,
or a
yoga studio or a massage,
and
then stay for dinner. I mean, you literally can have a full day experience in downtown.
And that's the marketing that we've taken this year, is that it's a day of downtown for November 26th. And hopefully that will segue into a quality of life and people realize it's really, you should be shopping downtown all the time.
Yeah.
But we'll be out at 8 o'clock in the morning with balloons again, and there'll be free coffee and pastries to keep people out. And there's over 50 different incentives out for people throughout the day to visit downtown. And more businesses, more residents and visitors said that they discovered businesses that day that they didn't even know that they have existed. So it's a really good thing to come out and try.
Every time I seem to just go down and just wander around town, I do. I find different restaurants that or businesses. There's always something. I was just thinking, Anne, of how far you've come. The third year
this
now?
This is the third year that Main Street has been very active in the
promotions
for downtown.
Because I can remember the first year of just having a lot of dreams of hoping this and that, and a lot of stuff's in place now.
It's a lot of things have been going on for a while, and they keep improving. I think is this being Small Business Saturday being a great example. We went from a 2-hour event to now it's an all-day event for the businesses. It's a great group of volunteers that come forward and that care about downtown, that wants downtown to be vibrant and successful. And it's working together with all those partners.
And Todd, volunteers are incredibly important, yeah. and buy-in is really important from the businesses. None of it wouldn't happen if we didn't have a pretty cool executive director leading us, pulling us together, because sometimes we're a little hard to rally and pull together as we're often scattered and busy ourselves. So it's important that we have Anne, and all of this 100% is because of Anne's leadership.
Anne is fantastic. Anne is, we'll just talk about you, Anne, for the next few minutes. You just.
Well, I have to say it's because there is a group of people that want downtown to be successful. And it's the businesses and all the stakeholders. There is such a love for downtown in general with the history, and people have memories of when they were a kid and,
yeah.
and the discovery of new shops, and it's a safe area. We're just excited for what Main Street is, is accomplishing.
I always look forward because you've either brought Scarlett with you or April with you, and it's always just the passion that business owners have for downtown Fredericksburg is terrific. We have much more to talk about, and Small Business Saturday is next Saturday. We're going to continue to talk about that. Your website is FredericksburgMainStreet.org?
.org, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. FredericksburgMainStreet.org. Anne Glave here, April Peterson. More on Town Talk as we talk about downtown Fredericksburg this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
And Glave, April Peterson here. We are talking Fredericksburg Main Street, and things are going on through the holidays, and we're going to get to all of that. But the big thing, really, the big kickoff next Saturday is Small Business Saturday. It's something that's observed around the country, but really important here. And April, you really touched on it, of just getting to know things. And I was saying to you that I would have never discovered the coolness that is River Rock Outfitter had I not gotten to know you and gone in there one day and just and looked around. It is just really important to spend some time just walking some streets, even if you think you know what's on a certain street or what's on a certain block. It probably has changed.
Yeah, and Caroline Street's our main street, but there's so many other businesses and expansions down some of those side streets that you really do have to go and spend some time and discover it. And, you know, one of my favorite things about downtown is somehow we managed to find the best staff, like, on the planet. I don't know if it's because of our relationship with UMW, but all the shops have cool owners. They have cool staff. Like, go in, talk to them, shake their hands, meet the owners, meet the artist. Meet the chefs. I mean, you know, in the restaurants, mm-hmm. the chefs are coming out and talking to the table. Mm-hmm. It's an experience that you literally can't have any place else except in a downtown community. And I really hope that people rediscover Fredericksburg and all the cool things that are going on downtown and use Small Business Saturday as a great catalyst to do that.
Well, it's where you're not a number. I mean, you actually have a relationship, and typically you have met the store owner or you've met the artist or the creator. Which is really a cool story, and to have somebody know your name when you walk into a shop. You don't get that at your larger stores.
You know, and it's family owned. I mean, you know, a lot of these businesses are passing them down to their children. Their children are now managing the shops. You've got veteran owned businesses. You've got husbands and wives. You've got couples that are managing these shops. It's just they are your community, and get in and meet them.
And where else can you, but Fredericksburg, can you go and buy a pizza that if you don't have a big enough car, you can't get a pizza in your car? There aren't many places like that.
There's nothing better than Benny's. And you know, Benny's is a great example too, because Kyle, the owner of Benny's, people don't know it because the owners aren't bragging about it. When you talked about donations, mm-hmm. Kyle gives so much to the community. Mm-hmm. River cleanups, he's feeding our volunteers. It's just, you know, when you're a coach for a baseball team or softball team, or when you're a cheerleader coach, where do you go? You're not going to one of the big box stores to ask for donations. You're coming to a downtown business to ask for donations. If we were to capture the amount of money that the downtown businesses provide back to our community and large charities, but also these really small charities that are just looking for small donations to buy new uniforms, I think that it would shock and amaze the community on how much we're actually giving back as small business owners. And so now's the time where you kind of pay it back. You know, it's a give and take relationship that we have with our community, and I think that it's a really important story for downtown.
I was walking around downtown yesterday, and I hadn't even thought of the fact that you guys were coming in, so you'll like this story. I was walking down, and I was behind these two people that were just really enthusiastic about going to Foodie.
Yeah.
And so they went in, the one had been there and was describing it as we walked in. As I walked around town, and it was a nice day, it was a sunny day, and I just thought, I really like this area. I just really like Fredericksburg. There's nothing like it. And you really touched on it, Ann. You're not a number in most places.
No, and I think it's kind of a perfect blend because it's got the history, which really is what makes Fredericksburg unique. And there's a lot of authenticity to that. And then downtown has worked with that authenticity. So you have these great shops that are coming in. And you're meeting the business owners. And we got wonderful restaurants in downtown. And we even have our historic attraction. It's a little bit of everything, whether you're a family or you're a couple out or a single person looking to do. I mean, there's a lot to do here. So it's really great to see that growth happen, you know, with people visiting and also shop owners and businesses opening downtown.
In April, in your case, I guess you and Keith could have gone anywhere, and you obviously looked around and looked at Fredericksburg and made the choice to settle here.
I think that's what's so nice about sort of the veteran story in downtown that we look forward to telling, because with the many veteran-owned businesses in downtown, we all had a choice, and every single one of us chose to live and stay and work and raise families in downtown Fredericksburg. So, and the number of veteran-owned businesses in downtown, I think, would surprise people too. And downtown Fredericksburg is good to its veteran businesses, so it works out nice.
Now, and the parking thing, you hear that from a lot of people, but like you say, even yesterday, I ended up parking. I parked over by the farmer's market and I had to walk 2-3 blocks, but it was a nice day and you get exercise and it's not that bad.
And it helps you discover those outlier businesses that may not be in that traditional sort of Main Street section. So park away. It's easier for you, less stress, especially if you don't like to parallel park, which I don't.
No.
And then walk and enjoy and discover some of these shops that are on the outskirts. Fredericksburg's a walkable community. You can do it. You can enjoy it. You can work off the calories. You can eat more.
And I know that on our website for FredericksburgMainStreet.org, we have the map for holiday parking. And one of the big things has been, where do you park downtown? So we've marked some of the parking lots that are available and where the four-hour parking is. So that helps, too, because some people don't know where to park. And we've got lots of little, what I call pocket parks, that are hidden that people don't know about.
Has the construction on the water main stuff on Caroline Street, has that stopped now for the holidays?
That is done for the holidays.
Okay.
Thank you. We're happy that that's over. We all survived. And now it won't pick up again until spring of 2017.
Okay.
So I think the last thing that they just finished was just the parking line markings and the some of the crosswalks. But we're now on to holidays.
I've said to several people and several on city council that even though it's taken place, and maybe you've heard horror stories, but I think all in all, I have not heard as much the many complaints as I thought initially of, oh, this is going to be long.
I think overall, I think it was quite successful. There were times where it was more noisier than we would like to see. But, I mean, overall, everybody worked with it. There was a lot of information that went out about it that helped. We did run into a few complications where we have an older water line that either wasn't where it was, or a gas line that wasn't because they're so old. But overall, I think it was fairly successful for, that's an intensive, huge project.
Yeah.
So I think we're all glad it's done, but I think it went through very, very well.
And they got through most of the downtown, didn't they? Or where did they stop?
They completed at the 700 block. So right at the visitor center.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Is where we have completed the project, and with the intentions to start on the 600, I believe, in March, and to go all the way to the 100 block. But it's about 4 to 6 weeks because it is a pretty intensive project. But
yeah,
we got through it, and I think everybody worked with it the best they could.
I see more and more of the open late signs around. Are you still giving those out?
We are still giving those out. We have about 40 businesses that are participating for that, and that is still doing really well. A lot of the stores are seeing, some of the store owners are telling me they're doing between 25% to 30% from that 7% to 8% timeline. It kind of drops down between that 6 to 7 because it's usually dinner hour, but then it picks right up. And the you know, we've got the more dining we have, so people are walking it off. So they're visiting these shops that are open late. And a lot of the shops that are doing well with it have been doing it now for 2 to 3 years. Again, it's that consistency factor of people discovering that you're open late. So it's still a work in progress, but it's still going well. So look for those yellow flags.
You and Glave have been a miracle maker on that one, because over the years, that's been the one thing I've heard every excuse to why people couldn't stay open late, and people are doing it now.
They're doing it. It still is a learning curve, and it's a process because, you know, you try it for a couple Fridays and you don't get anybody in. It doesn't work that way. It is a long time commitment to change the perception that downtown is closed. So it's working for the ones that are doing it consistently. And what's nice is we've had stores that are open late on Thursdays and Fridays. For the summer, we had a lot of stores that were open late for the summer hours. So it is working.
Well, April, one of the things you used to hear was the only thing that was in downtown Fredericksburg were antique shops. Mm-hmm. And that's totally changed. Mm-hmm. There still are antique shops. Yeah. There's some good ones. But there's a much more of a mix.
Yeah, and I think that you could really see this year with EDT's marketing campaign. They really showed us their focus on promoting downtown Fredericksburg and more than just, you know, we're always going to be our history, mm-hmm. which is awesome. We have our really cool antiques, which people can enjoy. But we're also a culinary center. We're a makers center. I mean, our crafts and arts and crafts are incredible. And we're outdoor recreation. And so being able to have all of those things right in the heart of downtown makes for a really cool weekend where you can spend, all weekend in downtown Fredericksburg and have something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last count I had was about 120 different businesses. I mean, I think there's like 8 clothing stores. I mean, mm-hmm. in general, I don't think people realize that. Because they haven't been downtown for a while. But the diversity is really changing downtown, and I think we're losing, to some degree, the antique because we have such a wide variety of shops downtown. Mm-hmm. So it's just coming out and discovering them.
I made the mistake this morning of saying to April about, it's going to be 50 on Sunday. And yeah. April of saying, just wear a heavier coat. Doesn't matter.
Bundle up.
Right?
Bundle up.
Exactly. It is, we're talking Fredericksburg Main Street. FredericksburgMainStreet.org is the website. There's also a Facebook page, and Small Business Saturday is next Saturday. When we come back, we're gonna talk about some holiday things to do, and continue to talk about the importance of downtown Fredericksburg for your shopping and also for this region. And Glave, April Peterson here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
And Glave and April Peterson from Fredericksburg Main Street here this morning. We're talking Small Business Saturday and just the holidays in general. For a business owner, April, I guess the holidays are just, do you ever get a chance to just really sit back and relax? I'm sure it's probably just as, for the rest of us, it's hectic. And I'm sure for you it is too.
It is, but we enjoy it. I mean, it's a fun time of year to be a business owner. Keith and I always say that January and February is when we'll sleep and maybe consider a vacation. But this is our holiday season. Yeah. You know, we rely on it so much, especially because January and February is slower time of year. So, I mean, for us, this is the boost that we need to kind of get us through the dead of winter and then back to our summer season. And I think that that's probably true for a lot of businesses in downtown.
I think a lot of businesses, they could do 40% of their total sales are done in these last, you know, November and December. So it's a huge time for them. We need great weather and lots of promotions to bring people.
That's why it's so important that people really, really think this year to, you know, check local first. I can't say it enough. Just come down, give us a chance, check out our stores. I guarantee we have exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, no, and Anne has mentioned it. We've mentioned it a couple of times. I mean, you get a lot of more personalized service, and you may end up getting something different, but that better fits you by being able to talk to somebody.
And you know where your money's going. I mean, I think that's a big part of it, because all of us, you know, money's tight and you really have to think about where it's going. When you spend it in downtown Fredericksburg, you can literally look into the eyes of the people. You know where your money's going. And those people, as we've already discussed, are putting it right back into the community. So, I mean, it's a good, healthy cycle for a local community when you spend and shop local. So can't push it enough. We do have some really cool things, though, because it's not all about us. It's about what can we give to the people who are coming downtown. And one of the ways you can kind of check out what those special deals and activities are, make sure that you're going to your favorite business Facebook pages. Just like last year, we had Small Business Saturday videos done by Melvin Brown. And this year we have the same. So check out the business videos in their different posts and on their websites. They're identifying what their specials and their deals are.
Some of them are really cleverly done, too.
Yeah. Melvin's an interesting guy who really kind of helps you think creatively.
Yeah.
If you want to be creative, he's going to find that little creative spark and help you out. And we, as a shop, we have a ton of fun with those videos. And most of us all have characters in our shops who fancy themselves actors. And yeah. So this gives them the opportunity to do that.
It was a wide variety. We have dogs talking and, you know, different things. I mean, they're really clever. And we had a nice, we had a bank participate this year. So we do have them all listed on the website for Main Street, but each business should be supporting them. But it's fun to see because you may not know that about that particular business.
Yes.
So it's a great way to introduce yourself to a new business that's out there.
In the morning of Small Business Saturday, we have two coffee stops, one at the Visitor Center where you can get coffee and pastries, and then one at Raven. And at both of those locations, we're going to have a sheet that talks about the businesses and their specials and times that they're offering them. So stop by those two locations first to grab that. We also have a really cool social media campaign because a lot of downtown is about the visual because we do have such a cute, cool downtown. And it's our hashtag LoveFXBG campaign. For this event, it's being brought to us by Medical Imaging. But what you do is you grab a card and you can get one from any of the businesses or at these coffee shops and take a picture with a business owner. Take a picture in front of your favorite shop. Take a picture in front of one of the many murals or buildings that you love. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you hashtag it, put it up on your social media page, Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. And there's 20 $20 gift cards going to downtown that will be picked. So you have a real chance. Post a picture. You have a chance to win a gift card.
You can even post a picture of what you just bought. I mean,
exactly.
If you want to show off what you just found that you may not know is there, is a great way to share why you love Fredericksburg.
Here's an idea. Instead of posting food on your own Facebook page, instead do something like this and maybe win something.
Yeah, heck yeah.
$20, that's great.
Because that is great.
Most of us don't care about what you ate and don't want to see that. So do this.
Except for this day.
This day it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
So there are lots of stuff going on. There are lots of those kind of things going on.
We have our Santa tracker back this year, last year, where you could actually find real live time of Santa out walking on the street. And that's another app. That's a FredMap app that you can download free because he's going to be strolling almost every weekend and the last week right before Christmas. So you can see Santa. And Santa's also going to be downtown having pictures available where you can tell your story or what your Christmas list is at the Richard Johnson Inn. That'll be this Saturday from noon to 3.
And if you need to get into the holiday spirit, there's probably no better way than singing carols with your community. And on December 16th, last year we introduced it. It's Merry Carols in Market Square. This year we're doing it again, but like everything this year, we're blowing it up in a fun new way. We have the Spotsylvanians chorus that they're coming to lead the music, which is nice. We've got lights for the kids that are coming, little flashlights.
Free coffee.
And it's
that was a fantastic event. It was so cold that night. It was so cold, but there was a pretty big crowd. And I remember there were a couple police officers were up singing, and it really was a nice event.
And it actually accomplished what we wanted to. I had several people pull me aside and said, "We've come to this event, and now we're going downtown to shop."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or we're going down for dinner. I mean, they specifically said they came down to experience a sing-along and then to walk downtown and see what they could shop. So it was, it accomplished what we wanted to do.
And that's the 16th from 6 to 7 p.m. And what's really nice is we now have our partner, the Fredericksburg Area Museum, who will also be open before and after the event. Mm-hmm. So you can go in and kind of enjoy it and see the new gallery spaces while you're down there.
Yeah, the museum's open now Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Sunday. It's free. And up until April, and it's just a chance to see what's in there.
If you haven't been there since they've reopened, it's a great opportunity to go in and see the new exhibits and then come out and sing your little heart out.
Yeah, no, I was surprised just because when it was so cold, and I remember walking there thinking there's gonna be nobody here. And it's you know, I just hope it's not it's embarrassingly small. And it was a good size. So and now that you April, you mentioned the things you've added, that'll be even more fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be really cool. And then another, you know, one of our important partners is Parks and Rec. And Parks and Rec is coming back in force this year with a lot of activities.
Boy, yeah.
Which is gonna be cool. And so Downtown 31, they've got a website up now that's kind of listing 31 events that you should do in Fredericksburg, and some of those are downtown specific events. But I think that right there, just we had trouble and they had trouble narrowing it down to 31 things that you can do because there's so many things you can do.
Yeah.
You know, which is great.
We're doing a show on that in a couple of weeks, and Anne, you're coming back for that show. But yeah, no, that's a real nice that will keep the downtown hopping for the whole month.
And that's kind of that's a great example of partnership again, of where different groups are getting together and actually making downtown vibrant. I mean, that's a great relationship with Parks and Rec for all the different activities and what medical imaging is doing for the social media. And, you know, with the Downtown Scarecrows was another great event that was a partnered with the police department and Fred Parent and the Rappahannock Rotary. All of that makes these events better and draws more people to downtown. So we love that.
Yeah. No, like I said, boy, this is a much different conversation than we've had even the last 2 years, Anne, but especially 2 years when you first came, and it was just, we're going to try to do this and we're going to try to do that. I remember the first year for Small Business Saturday when you had done the red carpets and seeing you downtown. And you had such a relief on your face because there were a lot of people downtown. Because I think a lot of people, you know, were kind of hesitant about, you know, is this going to work?
Well, and you never know when you're trying something new. And Main Street is still relatively a new community getting involved. We're just going into our 3 years of being an actual organization that's taking root. And it's been great for the people that wanted to be part of it. And you never know when you do a new event what's going to happen. But everything's been well received. I think there's, again, a general love for Fredericksburg and downtown. And it's the partnerships. We can't do it on our own. Mm-hmm. So it's us working with the business owners, the property owners, the city, and all the corporate partners that want to have it. It's all of that that makes it better. So it's not just one individual or one group. It's all of us wanting the same vision, which is a vibrant downtown.
Well, in April, you're a great example of just even a location, because we'd mentioned that it's not just the downtown. You're kind of on the outskirts of downtown. Sophia Street's a street or two over from where a lot of the happening things are, but you've made it so over at River Rock there, that is a happening place.
Yeah, and I think that it's just important that, you know, whether it's from Sophia on up to Liberty Town Center and, no, what's Liberty Arts?
Liberty Artworks.
Not Liberty Town Center. Yeah, Liberty Artworks. But and everything in between. I mean, it's just important that, you know, take a side street and you may be surprised what you find.
Yeah, there are some great side streets, and they have art galleries and shops that people don't know that exist. So
now, First Friday has been continues to bring people downtown, and I know a lot of the historic attractions are now. They used to be just involved. Some of them used to be involved just in the warmer months, and they're starting to get involved full time now.
And there's some special treats. I know on Friday, when several of them are doing open house, James Monroe and the Rising Sun Tavern.
Yeah.
So when you're out shopping late, you know, stop by and visit these special treats because you may never have had the opportunity to do that.
It is Fredericksburg Main Street and the Small Business Saturday and just the whole month. That's the whole month of December. actually the month of November, too. November and December, the holidays that we're talking about this morning. Ann Glave here, April Peterson here. We will wrap it up when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Ann Glave and April Peterson here. We're talking about the Fredericksburg Main Street organization and all that they are doing. FredericksburgMainStreet.org is the website. FredericksburgMainStreet.org will keep you up to date. There's also a Facebook page. Also, and Ann, you mentioned, Ann Glave here, that Holidays on Main is an app that is about to become available that you can help out local businesses.
Local businesses, but it mainly helps out the nonprofit that you have a desire for, and there's many that are listed in Fredericksburg. So if you just download my Hutera, which is Hutera, and it'll be on the Fredericksburg Main Street website. And it's a punch card for just tagging all the businesses that you've shopped, and then you tag which nonprofit, and this company is donating $5,000 to the nonprofit that gets the most hits through where you have shopped. So it's a great way, and there is a $500 gift basket given to a random person who's entered into the contest. So it's a nationwide company that was very active in Wisconsin, and it's a program that's being said prototype in Fredericksburg at the Main Streets to drive people to downtown.
Okay.
So it's a great way to shop downtown and support a nonprofit at the same time.
Well, April Peterson is on the Main Street board, and also she and her husband have a River Rock Outfitter on Sophia Street. As we've talked this morning, I've already thought of another gift that I can buy at your store. So
yeah.
Having you here, I don't know if it was just mental telepathy or something, but I know I've got two things now to come in and do. But the whole thing is that we've just tried to emphasize this morning is give downtown a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check local first. Is just a really important thing for people to consider. And again, I know that sometimes it feels like it may be a hassle, but once you get downtown, we talked about this a little bit earlier, Ted, is just the spirit of when you're walking the street, you just feel good being connected mm-hmm. to your community in that way. You know, and when we're so busy and inundated and work and children's activities, and you know, we spend a lot of time on computers and technology and all of those things, you know, just reconnecting with your community I think is important. You know, when you go to the restaurants and you're in, it's a hustle and bustle, and it's a sound, and it's a feeling that when you leave, you're gonna feel good about what you bought. You're gonna feel good about, you know, spending time amongst community members. I guarantee it. So you know, shop local and shop small every day of the year, but
yeah.
Give it a try next weekend for Small Business Saturday and see how it goes.
Last year, the weather was pretty mild, and I remember being downtown on Black Friday and then also on Saturday, and I had never seen so many people downtown.
That's what was so cool about last weekend is that, or last year, is that it was an entire weekend event, honestly.
Yeah.
From our store's perspective, and I heard this from other of our store owners downtown, is that we saw such a boom Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It was our mm-hmm. first year of seeing that weekend kind of shop small. It was just huge.
Mm-hmm.
So that trend is getting stronger, and we're hoping it continues this year, too.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah. No, there are you will run into all kinds of things and restaurants and things you never imagine. And a lot of times, because I get guilty of this, of maybe going downtown and only trying things out during restaurant week
mm-hmm.
or something, and you discover things then, but go now and things have popped up since then.
You know, and we talked a little bit about the partnership, and I think, you know, I hope that this is visible to the community, but, you know, businesses are really supporting each other in a new way. I mean, I think we're all recognizing that for us to succeed in a downtown, we got to all support each other. And a great example is for Small Business Saturday, where many of our restaurants are offering discounts to people who bring in receipts from one of the stores downtown. So it's a way that the restaurants can provide support. Hey, go shop downtown, bring us a receipt, and you get a certain percentage off your meal. And I've it's just one example, and there's many of ways that we're all trying to figure out how can we prop each other up and make sure that it's a successful weekend for all of us.
And I think what people are realizing, and the business owners are too, is that person that, you know, likes to kayak is the same person that has a dog, is the same person that needs a gift for their aunt. So we're all have the same client base. We may know them in different ways and not realize there are other interests. So partnering and working together strengthens your marketing base.
And even if you're not someone who kayaks, you can get a water bottle, a cool water bottle at River Rock, and people will think you do.
That's right.
And I can tell you firsthand, it's all firsthand. It's all firsthand experience. No, it really is a lot of good stuff going on. Now, you said the 16th, December 16th, a Friday night, is the caroling downtown.
It's the Merry Carols downtown.
At Market Square.
At Market Square, 7 o'clock it starts, and then 5 to 7, I think. Or is it 6?
It's 6.
6, I'm sorry. And then before that is the museum is open.
And if I could put in a plug, the person who is organizing Merry Carols is one of our residents. And I think that it's really important that these events cannot be pulled together, especially during the holiday season when business owners are jam-packed and busy. We really rely on our residents, and we can't thank our volunteers enough who come out to support us. And if you have a great idea for an event or something that you would like Main Street to do, or if you want to just volunteer time, we need people to join our committees, be part of our promotions efforts, be part of event planning. I mean, it's a great way to give back to your community in a real visible way. So we want to thank our volunteers and our residents that support us.
And try out some things. Maybe you think, I'm not going to find anything that River Rock doesn't have anything that interests me. It may. I found tons of stuff there or the pawn shop. You go in and you start looking at a place and you start thinking of gifts you can get. So go outside your boundaries.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if nothing else, everyone likes to eat. We have amazing coffee shops, pastries.
I think it's like 33 restaurants downtown, which I think if you asked people how many, they would probably say 10 or 12.
Yeah, that's a great trivia question. Well, we are out of time. Ann Glave, April Peterson with Fredericksburg Main Street. FredericksburgMainStreet.org is the website. Thank you both for coming. This has been great stuff. And see you on the streets next weekend.
Awesome.
Thank you
Thanks,
for
Dad.
Us.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk. See you next week on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.